Hello, hello, hello. So today, let's talk about how you start your day. Because for women in midlife, how you wake up matters just as much as what you eat. So if you're dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, or those jolting wake-ups around 3 o'clock in the morning, you might be unknowingly spiking your symptoms before 9 a.m. So today is all about your morning routine and the surprisingly common habits that might be triggering hot flashes before your day even begins. In perimenopause and beyond, your body's stress and hormone systems are more sensitive. This means your cortisol, stress hormone, is naturally highest in the morning, okay? Your blood sugar is more easily thrown off, and your gut may still be sluggish from overnight. So when you rush into the day, coffee first, skipping breakfast, or grabbing sugar-loaded snacks, you're basically sending your body into a tailspin before it even has a chance to balance itself. So let's get into it. Here are three common morning habits that spike hot flashes, blood sugar, and inflammation. Number one, coffee before anything else. If you're pouring coffee before your feet even hit the floor, pause, okay? Pause. Coffee on an empty stomach leads to cortisol spikes, leads to insulin spikes, which what leads to hot flashes. So here's your fix. I want you to try warm lemon water or sip herbal tea while you make a real breakfast. Number two, skipping breakfast or grabbing sugar first. Now, granola bars, fruit-only smoothies, toast with jam, y'all, that equals blood sugar roller coaster, okay? You'll feel a rush of energy. And then by 10 o'clock, you're gonna feel a crash, dragging your hormones with you, okay? So here's your fix. Aim for a real meal with protein, fat, and fiber. Even a boiled egg with sauteed spinach and sweet potato is better than nothing. Number three, over-exercising before eating. Fast cardio and no food equals stress city, okay? Midlife workouts are about support, not punishment. So your fix for this, fuel your body first, even if it's just a protein smoothie, and then move, okay? So now that we've talked about what not to do, let's talk about what works. Number one, hydrate first. Start with warm water, lemon water, or cucumber water with sea salt, okay? It's gentle, hydrating, and wakes up your digestion. Number two, ground your nervous system. Before you scroll or email, I want you to breathe. Even 2 minutes of deep breathing, light stretching, or gratitude journaling, this helps lower cortisol, and also it helps to calm your system. Number three, I want you to eat within an hour of waking. Your hormones thrive on stability, not fasting marathons. A blood sugar balanced breakfast helps regulate estrogen, cortisol, and thyroid function. Number four, ladies, protein is queen. Shoot for 20 to 30 grams of protein at breakfast to keep hot flashes at bay and your energy steady. So I want you to think a protein smoothie with collagen, chia, and berries, scrambled eggs with cooked greens, turkey sausage with sauteed zucchini and avocado. So here's a sample morning routine that I use and I also recommend to my clients. 7 a.m., wake up, stretch, deep breaths. 7:15 a.m., warm lemon water or adrenal cocktail. 7:30 a.m., cook a quick breakfast, protein and greens, and slow carbs. 8 a.m. gentle movement, walk, yoga, or strength training. 8:30 a.m. coffee if desired. After food, not before. This routine stabilizes your blood sugar. It calms your nervous system and helps reduce hot flashes throughout the day. So midlife is not about being perfect. It's about being intentional. So if you've been starting your mornings with chaos, caffeine, and carbs, I want you to give yourself grace. Now you know what to shift. So I want you just to comment, what's one change that you're willing to make to your morning routine this week? And if you want help building meals that actually work with your hormones, not against them, I want you to grab my free, yes, that's right, free midlife meal makeover bundle, okay? The link will be in the description. Next time, talk to you soon. Take care.